Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. Show and Vern on a Friday. I hope Vern is prepared to spend the night here with me.
You too, sir.
I did bring pillows and blankets for us, just in case.
Did you bring any of that leftover edible arrangement?
It's all gone, baby. Actually, it's not.
I need an air mattress.
You need an air mattress?
Yeah, if I'm going to sleep here.
But hold up, are we... I understand, open the show, Tyreek, that was a story. But we're not just going to skim past that, for lack of a better term, pathetic effort for Operation Bad Moon Rising yesterday on the show when you went to your wife's office to profess your love for her, present her with gifts, and really... pat yourself on the back for a solid 15 minutes to end our show. And then when the
operation was
about to go down, you went as meek as I've ever heard a grown man on the radio.
It was bad. I wasn't even here.
Did you hear it, sir?
Shut up. You're going
to
get everyone sick.
Yes, I listened to it yesterday.
First off, I have no problem with my performance yesterday. I should have been better with the microphone. You know I'm not good with mics. But I have no problem with my performance. I professed my love. You son of a...
I know, but have you gone back and listened to it? Because
I listened to you.
Okay.
Son of a Floyd Mayweather.
I listened to you. I asked if your wife was there, and the way you said yes...
Is that her?
Yes. I thought she was coming. All right? You are a sicko.
Does she work in a library?
No, it's not a coward.
Are you cowering under her desk?
No, you idiot. I was sitting at her desk.
Come on, now don't.
No, I'm cowering. It was a surprise. I didn't want her to hear me talking before she got there. I saw some of the stuff you all said on the text line. I listened to your punk ass rip me, and I'm trying. I tried really hard, you son of a Floyd. I tried really hard. It's ridiculous. What's wrong with that? Happy Valentine's Day to my wife. What's wrong with the way I said it? Yeah, I might have been nervous.
It did.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What's wrong with it?
Right here. Just listen.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
That's not how you said it. You said Happy Valentine's Day.
I did not say that. I promised myself I'm not going to talk about your hair throughout any of this.
And then, don't need to go
I'm
low.
I'm not going to.
That's all right.
I'll go high. When you go low, I'll go high.
Well, that's not the truth.
That is exactly what you're doing
You've
to
never
me.
Never done that.
You always, this is ridiculous. And I heard you. You want to know what I take umbrage?
How about when you ask for a hug and a kiss? Because that didn't appear to be on the table, apparently.
That wasn't the finest moment. But whatever. I got it.
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
What's wrong with it? What are you, make fun of me? Because I'm trying to show my love.
That's not what we're making fun of you
about.
What
are you making fun of me about?
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
What's wrong with it? Yeah, I'd ask for a hug and a kiss. And some people I heard talking about Ron, and I heard you say it. You slippery son of a Kareem Hunt. I heard you say it.
Hey, don't compare me to Kareem Hunt.
I can't say the B word, so I just use people who I think are...
Talk to her.
You're in the air.
You're on the radio.
You're ridiculous. God, man, you're making fun of love. You just make fun of love and a guy putting himself out there.
Speak into the mic, for God's sake.
You were ridiculous. You were mean.
He's so bad at
this. Cut it off. You were mean.
It's as if you had no idea you even had a microphone and that you were supposed to do this on the radio. It's like it was never even discussed.
Walk. This is a Ford Chevrolet conversation. You just dodge your way on out. Now, you slick bastard.
From the 913 show, you sound like a 12-year-old boy going through puberty.
Whatever. Mrs. Ronnie needs to come on the show. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what. You
from
try
the
816,
to. Real
you
quick.
Try to. Show no, 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 real quick. I am
nearly,
not finished.
You
I am
ain't
not
nearly
finished.
As nasty as you say you
I'm
are.
I'm not as. I'm not. Well, you didn't get to get it. All right. You didn't get to get it. Yeah, I was nervous that we weren't gonna have time. The show was going to come to an end before she got there. Sweated a little bit. But you and some of your cronies on here on the text line and people texting me talking
My
about.
Cronies?
Yeah, your cronies.
Have you ever used the word cronies before?
Verns, Ferns. Verns, Ferns and the crew. The Vern crew. Going in talking about, yeah, we know who wears the pants. What are you, in the 1950s? Nobody wears the pants.
No, I'm in 2019.
We both wear a pair of pants in our household.
Yeah, but the way that you set it up throughout the day was you were going to crawl towards her as if you were Prince.
Well, we didn't get a chance to because she wasn't there yet. Things changed.
Okay, so going into it, I will crawl like Prince towards her, kiss her so passionately you'll hear it.
Don't tell me I don't have a hog. Don't tell me I don't have a hog.
Kiss her so passionately, you'll hear it on mic.
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
That was not the finest moment. That is the part that I will give you. That was not the best moment.
I professed it. Today.
I professed it. You left it. You left it out, the part where I said, I wanted to tell the entire city that I love you. All right, you left it out. You're a sick. You're a real sick sicko.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Talk to her. Interview her. Act like you've been on the radio
before.
Ashamed.
I am not ashamed. Yeah. I am not ashamed. It went great. You're a sicko.
From the 785, no hog Hughley.
I told you, don't tell me. I have a hog. Hogville. I don't have a hog because it didn't go the way that I planned. She wasn't in the office.
Clint the mailman says you sounded like you were shaking and scared. Were you shaking? Were you scared? Yes or no?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Safe to say it didn't go as well as you thought.
I've never wanted to fight you, but in this moment, I hope Mark Hill folks never plays again.
Now, don't do that to that kid, man.
I hope he never plays another second.
I'd rather you come over here and punch me than say something like that.
I hope he never plays another second, ever.
Wow.
Right now, I profess this because,
he's like 22.
Because you've made me do this. I put everything behind the show curse on Mark Hill, folks.
How could it get any worse?
Everything
I feel like
behind
you've already
it.
Done that to him.
I'll make it worse.
Oh, my God.
I'll make it worse because you're doing this to me.
How petty.
You're sick.
If you look at the league rates, Kansas State enhanced their position even more with their two wins because they're both away from home. So they're in as good a driver's seat as maybe that we've been in the past. And their schedule really tilts to their favor, you know. People could say that the schedule tilts to our favor too. But you know, with us, and you guys have seen us enough, there's nothing that tilts to our favor. You know, every game will be a one- or two-possession game for the most part, and K-State has put themselves in a great position.
That's Bill Self. Courtesy of the KansasCityStar.com. You know, I feel really bad about what I just did to Mark Hill, folks. I don't mean that. But every time I look at you, I do mean it. Every time I look in your eyes, I mean it.
You're terrible.
Kansas plays West Virginia tomorrow. I said this. There's some other people say a win is a win. That's one of those, boy, a real win is a win. When you play in conference play, hey, man, a win is a win. I feel the way you feel about Michigan playing Wisconsin in this game. Michigan football playing against Wisconsin, because, of course, Michigan basketball's lost to Wisconsin this year. But Michigan football playing Wisconsin, I feel that way. If Kansas doesn't blow West Virginia out, it's going to be a problem for me. If Kansas doesn't go out, and I mean 20 ball, But this team should beat them by at least 20. And I'll even come to a point here, Vern, where when the walk-ons and stuff come in, all right, maybe if they blow the lead and it gets under 20 after that. But they should beat the hell out of this team. West Virginia, who had no business beating them, one of the worst teams in the league, had no business beating Kansas. They beat them coming back because Kansas just blew it at the end. They've lost two of their better players, and to me, their best player, Issa Ahmad, or whatever his name is, Issa Ahmad. They've lost him, a person who has had good success against Kansas at times. Kansas should come out, Vern, and beat the hell out of this team. But there's no win is a win thing. The way that it looks like their backcourt has started to improve, West Virginia, they should be pissed to play them. And it will, for me, Vern, say a lot if they don't go out there and beat the hell out of this team. Earlier this year, I told you, I went to the game, to the Iowa State game. After Iowa State blitzed them by 17, I said, this should be a game where Kansas comes out, like comes out on fire, 10-2, making them have to call a timeout early. It didn't happen that way. Actually, it was the opposite. Iowa State was dominant. But at least Iowa State's a tournament team. This team stinks. They should be pissed. They should be disappointed with how they played. And there's a reason why they're now two games back, because they didn't lost a game to this terrible team. And they're much worse. They should beat the hell out of West Virginia. And if this thing is a five-point game at the under four timeout or something like that, that's a problem to me.
Here are my four favorite texts that have come in while you were talking about Kansas. Protein Housey with the Purpose, text line 69306. From the 660, the scarves make a lot more sense now.
The hell does that mean?
From the 816, if you do have a hog, it's one sweaty hog. From the 785, no hog Hughley talking to your wife like it's your grandmother. And from the 816, Reggie Ragland just snatched your nasty card from you.
That last one's low.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306.
That last one is low. Who is this person? I got real good knowledge to just text this cat's phone number.
Well, we know Reggie listens. We know Reggie Ragland's a listener. I do feel like he's disappointed. While he's listening to Ying Yang Twins, what's your wife's favorite music? Because whatever she picked is what you guys were listening to.
I hope McCaffrey breaks his foot.
The Michigan quarterback? He's a kid. Why are you picking on kids? Just come over here and punch me.
I hope they all get injured.
Come on, man.
I hope the top three players for Michigan tear ACLs.
They're kids. Don't say stuff like that.
I'm not knocking on any wood.
From the 913, Ron's voice cracked harder than Eric Berry's heel.
Now that's low.
But it didn't go well. Just admit it. It's not how you wanted
it
to go.
It did go fine. You're taking this, and just like you did yesterday, going over the top.
We have good train wrecks, and we have bad train wrecks.
Shut up!
That was a bad train wreck.
Shut up! I hope... Oh,
be nice to Steve. He's still under the weather.
Go to hell. All of you. Every one of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.